Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying, men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? And I'm so glad that you took the time to tune into our broadcast today, and I invite you to stay with us for the next few moments as we'll be joining the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, in a powerful message you don't want to miss. The title of this message is The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. And I know that as you listen each day, that you will take a walk with Brother Hardy into the scriptures and into the doctrine of the glory of Christ, that which he laid aside and that which was restored unto him. Join us now for this powerful message.
He was in man's habit. He was made like man. He was a human, except it wasn't sinful humanity. That's what it meant in Romans, the 8th chapter. About the 3rd verse, let's roll right into it. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Walk not after. Don't walk according to the law of sin and death, but after the law of the spiritual life in Christ. For what the law, what the Ten Commandments couldn't do because it was weak through humanity, God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Not like sinful flesh, likeness. He was sinless. You got to know what you're reading when you read it. Be very careful. Some people, they read it, they think, here it is. If I read 100 chapters a day and they don't even know what they read, I'd rather read one word in one verse and understand it than 100 chapters and don't know what I read. The Lord didn't say read the word. He said study the scriptures. He told the Pharisees, study the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. You think you've got eternal life, but you didn't study the scriptures. You excluded me, and only eternal life's in me, he said. So here is this high, majestic being whom we now know as the Son of God. He didn't become God's Son until 2,000 years ago. And he didn't become Jesus until 2,000 years ago. He was always the Word. And he didn't become Jesus, the man, his human side, until he took on humanity. And God begot him, and he became God's Son. Because there's a doctrine going around that he's the eternal Son. No, he didn't become the Son until 2,000 years ago. He was the Word of God. He was never revealed before his incarnation as the Son. He was revealed as the Word. In the beginning was the Word. Because that's a durative past in the Greek, which means in the beginning the Word had always been. So Paul is arguing with us to be humble and citing the classic case, the humility of Jesus. And he said if Jesus was in the form of God, would humble himself to become the lowest of all the social order, a servant, how much more shall we who were what? Nothing but vile, dirty sinners humble ourselves so that we can reverse the process. Isn't that beautiful? And the thing that you need to get into these verses and check them in the Greek. You'll go by to you, pray and fast, be sure you're high in the spirit to get it. And it'll blow your mind. You see, the form is your essential nature, and you never relinquish that. So when Jesus became man, he could not cease to be God. But he just laid aside the outward recognition of it by veiling it with the habit of flesh. But then Peter, James, and John said, but we beheld his glory. Said, we went up to the tent door and we looked in and said, this is more than a man. I see through this habit. I see the recognition. I recognize him as my Lord and my Savior and my God. How many say amen? Hallelujah! Because the 14th verse of the first chapter of the Gospel of John said, and the Word was made, in a bad word in English. He wasn't made nothing, he became. The Greek word said he became, he added something. And the Word became human. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. It should have been translated tabernacled. And the Greek word for tabernacle is spelled S-K-E-N-E. And in the English, we take the E and make it an I and drop the E on the N and we make it skin. In the Old Testament, God dwelt in goats and sheepskin in the tabernacle in the wilderness. In the New Testament, God dwells in human skin because God spread a tent of human skin around him. In the Old Testament, he spread a tent of goat and sheepskins around him. How many say amen? And put a veil so you couldn't see it. But in the New Testament, he put a human skin around him. How many unveiled that glory? And if you got in the spirit, because it don't hurt the spirit man, you could see that he was God, and you could recognize it. So we could translate the verse, and the word became skin and spread his tent of skin. Then we beheld, went up to the tent door and looked in, and we beheld his recognition as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of or out of his grace have we all received, and grace, and there's a whole lot more. So anything God asked you to do, even though you think it's below your position, you do it, because even though it was below Jesus' position, he did it. And it wasn't a temporary thing. He is an eternal servant of the Godhead. That's what the part that blew my mind. He loved me so much that he laid aside his equality. He thought it not robbery. Or one translation said he thought it not a thing to be kept, his equality. And became an eternal servant of the Godhead. Well, sure, he's an eternal servant in his high priest office. He's able to save to the uttermost, seeing, this is another verse that God blew my mind on, seeing that he what? Ever liveth to do what? To be a high priest, to make intercession. He ever liveth to make intercession. He's in that high priest office. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's an eternal priest, so he's a servant. He's the servant of the Godhead forever. Now, he ever liveth to make intercession, which means even after I'm in my glorified body, I'm still a free moral agent. I could still do some things that God don't like. And if I do, I got an eternal high priest. Right. Just like now, you're born again, and sometimes you do things that the Father don't like. Which don't think it'll make any difference if you get your glorified body. What's the difference? I mean, you shouldn't do it now, since we got the glorified spirit. But we do, you know. You see, there's not only filthiness of the flesh, but there's filthiness of the spirit. Didn't you know that? I think it's 2 Corinthians 7:1, which they should have not stopped the chapter there. Should have kept the sixth chapter going, because it says, having these promises, dearly beloved, and to read the promises, you got to go to the sixth end of the sixth chapter of 2 Corinthians, which means that I'll be your father and you'll be my sons and daughters.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers.
Unyoked with unbelievers has two meanings. Yes. Not only you shouldn't marry somebody that's not saved, you should not go to a church where they're not believers. I'm sorry. Don't sit under a teacher that's not a believer. You're unequally yoked. I'm sorry. I won't get in real deep.
For what?
Don't go around false prophets. You're unyoked with an unbeliever.
For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
You see, you are the temple of God, and when you go amongst the unbeliever worshipers, you have went to idol worshipers.
Right.
And when you leave the church of God and you go where the unbeliever is, you're having fellowship with Belial. You sit under, you better know who. That's why the Bible said, know them that minister and labor amongst you. You better know who you're sitting under.
Amen.
You sitting under somebody that's got a demon, you're going to have a demon, right? And you're going to get that demon food, and no wonder you're tormented and full of fear and all that stuff. And not only means don't marry the right wrong one, it means don't sit under the wrong teacher and don't fellowship the wrong Christians. Now, people of like precious faith. And God said, if you're doing it, how can you be saved? Because how can two walk together except they be agreed? How can you take light and darkness fellowship? They can't. And how can a believer with an unbeliever? And how can Christ with Belial, a name for the devil? And how are you going to take the temple of God and desecrate it in an idol's temple?
For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore,
and wherefore means for this reason,
come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing.
You know, if you don't touch a cigarette, the chances are you're not going to smoke. I like to see you smoke and not touch a cigarette. I like to see you drink and not touch the alcohol. I never seen anybody could drink it and never touch their lips and their throat and their stomach and go through them. I've never seen it at all.
Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Now there's the promise that he's talking about now in the 7th chapter, the 1st verse. They shouldn't have broke the chapter there.
Having therefore...
So when you read the end of the 6th chapter, keep reading in the front part of the 7th.
These promises
that I'll be your father and you'll be my children in the last verse of the sixth chapter.
Dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
How many say amen? So there can be spiritual wickedness. That was the point I was reading, verse 4. Who, although being in the form and had the essential essence and nature of God, didn't think it's something they should hold on to, but relinquished and laid aside and made himself of no recognition and reputation, by doing this, by taking on him a form of a servant, and being made in the likeness of man, and therefore he was found in the habit or the appearance of a man. Wherefore, being a servant of God, he humbled himself to the death, even to the terrible death of the cross. These are the steps down to go up. Wherefore, because he did this, God has highly exalted him.
Yes.
Super exalted him in the Greek.
Amen.
You know, it is not a superlative high enough. Super exalted him that at the name. So the Lord has loved me so much that he would go an eternal change and the creator would become a creature. And the master and commander that would become a servant, anything he asked me, ought to be too glad
yes.
to do and count it
yes.
a privilege.
Amen.
A privilege.
Amen.
A privilege.
Yes.
And because the Lord did it, God exalted him. Because you know what it is? Right now, the Father and the Holy Ghost are stepped aside and everything's in the hands of Jesus
yes.
and he has all power in heaven and
yes.
earth, and then when he comes back he will reign supreme for 1,000
yes.
years. Then
Amen.
He will turn it back to the Father
right.
that the Godhead will be all equal again, all in all, and he's forever my high priest.
Amen. Saints, have you been enjoying this uplifting message by God's servant, Brother Hardy? The relinquishment and restoration of Christ's glory? I trust that you have, and that you are coming to know in a greater measure the depths of his love for us, that he was willing to lay aside his equality with the Father, to take upon himself the fashion of a man, and even be found in the form of a servant. You know, the scriptures declare that he did not even take upon himself the form of angels, but he took upon himself flesh and blood, even the seed of Abraham, that he might taste death for every man. This message is sure to be one that you want to include in your spiritual cassette library, and we're happy to let you know that it is available to you today on both CD and cassette. In fact, we want to offer you something special today. When you order the Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory, we will include the bonus message, God Became Man. The Bible declares, oh, the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh. Now, we want to send you both messages, the Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory and God Became Man. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request the God Became Man series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.
When the lost at it.